You are listening to the audio production of The Victor by Patricia St. John, published by One Audiobooks. This book was originally published by Ten Publishing and is read by Jonathan Karim. Chapter 1. It is difficult to say when exactly this story started because, like the flowers, we are born with a longing to grow toward the light. But I think I first became conscious of that longing on a fair summer morning when I lounged on a stretch of beach to the north of Tyre and hated my sister, and hated myself for hating her. After all, it was not her fault that she was ill, or, as people in the village whispered, possessed of a devil. I did not hate her because of the violent rage that would suddenly seize her, when she would clench her teeth, tear her hair, and throw herself onto the floor, or into the fire, or wherever she happened to be standing. This had been going on at intervals for years, and I had got used to it. Besides, between times she sometimes seemed almost normal, although always a little strange and withdrawn. She would sit with her hands clasped, staring into space with that odd, unchildlike expression on her face. Sometimes when she spoke, her voice sounded as though it came from a very, very long distance, but her words were often wise words, and my mother almost worshipped her. Nobody else mattered, I thought viciously, burrowing my bare toes into the sand. I was the only son, but if the fishing catch was poor and food was scarce, it was I and my younger sister who went hungry, that she might be delicately fed. There were times when I thought my mother was afraid of her, and at other times I thought that she just loved her so deeply that she was scarcely aware of anyone else. I sighed and spat and longed to be old enough to go out with my father and the net at night. But he would not take me till I was 12, and there were still 2 months to go before I reached that age of manhood. It was very quiet on the beach. The sun had risen over the snow-streaked crest of Mount Hermon and warmed my back. But the heat haze still lay over sea and land, so that it was impossible to tell where the sea ended and the sky began. Not a ripple broke on the sand. The water was smooth saffron, melting away into bright mist, and any moment now a dark speck would appear, rapidly growing bigger as it came toward me. It was late, and that usually meant a good catch. I strained my eyes and caught sight of the boat with the net bobbing behind it and the shimmering reflection below. I ran to the edge of the water and waved. My strong, silent father stood in the bows and waved back, and although we did this almost every morning of my life, it was a good moment for me, for I loved my father, and fishermen who went out at night did not always come back in the morning. I ran for the baskets and was back in time to hear the grate of the keel on the sand and to feel my father's great hand as he leaped from the boat. The men were in good spirits, the boat was loaded and the net was heavy. We took our positions on the rope in silence, as a well-trained team, and I ran to the far end, a small extra, for although I was a sturdy lad, I could not have worked with the mighty brown muscles and controlled energy of the fishermen. They tensed and leaned back as one man, relaxed in split-second unity, drew one great breath all together, and tensed again until the net dragged on the shore and we all ran to sort the fish. I loved the fish. Some we threw back into the water, but today they were mostly edible. We piled them into baskets, dripping silver and shiny, heaved the baskets onto our shoulders, and started for the market. But I ran back first and plunged into the sea, for although the shadows were still long, the sun was hot, and I had worked hard. Then I picked up my smaller basket and caught up with my father. The fish vendors were waiting for us in the shade of the market awning, and the haggling and bargaining began. I was proud of my father, for no one could beat down his prices much, and
Sample complete. Ready to continue?